Hey, what's going on? This is MC Till with Everybody's Hip Hop Label. You are tuned in to Respect Hip Hop, where we talk about hip hop with respect. All this week, we've been talking about the Cincinnati hip hop scene. The desire is to create a dialogue with you. If you're not from Cincinnati, I want to know what's going on in your world and the hip hop scene where you live, sharing with you what's going on here in Cincinnati to help us kind of build some synergy and create some discussion and help us kind of grow the hip hop scenes and make our hip hop scenes a little bit better by understanding what each other is doing and what's going on in different cities across the country. So if you're not from Cincinnati, hey, stay tuned and let me know what's going on in your scene. So today I want to talk about a couple MCs that I know here locally that have been pioneers in the hip hop scene and are very much an integral part of the scene even today after all the years they've spent building it up. The first MC I want to highlight is Vibe One. Vibe One is a member of the Watutsi tribe, which started out, my understanding, was a kind of a hip-hop collective, almost like a Native Tongues type of thing, but then it formed into an actual group. MCs and beat makers and stuff like that. So the Watutsi tribe, Vibe One, is one of the greatest live performers, and I would say locally, but that's kind of a given. I would just say he's one of the best live performers, period. I've seen a lot of greats like Common and De La Soul and Wyclef Jean and others, and I would put Vibe One right up there with the greats as it relates to his performance abilities. He just knows how to engage an audience. He knows how to get people up, nodding their heads, moving their bodies, engaging with the music. And he's just a prolific MC, very thoughtful, great way with words. His delivery is sharp, it's clear. He's just kind of the total package because his performance game is so strong. He just released a new album. He's releasing music constantly. I think he has like 3,000 albums out. Maybe not 3,000, but he has a lot of albums out. And his newest album came out this year, and it's really good. It's very mature. It's a mature hip-hop album, and it's very good. So that's Vibe One, and he's just a good dude, too. He joins us on our monthly hip-hop discussions, has a lot to offer, a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience, and so he brings a lot to the table, and he's still very much involved in the local scene, kind of helping, you know, younger MCs, giving them encouragement, staying you know, relevant to what's going on with the, you know, new younger rappers. And so he's just he's a fixture of Cincinnati hip hop that, you know, needs to be recognized and given just due. So that's Vibe One. The other MC I wanted to highlight is an MC that has been literally all around the globe. He was the front man of a hip hop band called Is What. And that's no other than Napoleon Maddox. And Napoleon is a very prolific MC as well. He's a very thoughtful MC. He has the ability to tell stories, paint pictures that connects the past to the present and brings in, you know, emotions and vulnerability. He just has a way to just create songs and music that are just kind of all-encompassing of the human experience, and it's really good. He makes really good music. He just released a new album. I believe it came out last year with a producer named Sorge. I think that's S-O-R-G-E. Not from Cincinnati, but a dope producer. And the album has a very, very consistent sound. I mean, it's very, very consistent. If you like one song, you're going to love them all. And it's just, it just has a good feel to it. It's just a good, good album that came out last year. And so he was also one of the members of the Watutsi tribe years ago. But he's remained relevant. He still puts out lots of great music. His band Is What is, you know, a staple around Cincinnati. They also have done a lot of stuff in France. He's goes to France all the time and does music over there. And not only music, but he speaks, does workshops, and just does. Just recently, he put on a festival. It's kind of like a jazz hip hop festival here in Cincinnati. It was Wednesday through, I believe, Sunday night. Every night, something different, something fresh. And so it was just a good a good way to give back, you know, to the community and give something to the community that's different and that values, you know, the hip hop scene here locally. So those are two MCs that I think deserve a lot of credit, a lot of respect, Vibe One and Napoleon. So anyway, those are just two MCs of many that deserve some credit for the hip hop scene here locally. I just wanted to highlight them. So make sure you get in that Google and Google around for them. Check out their new projects. Give them a listen. Reach out to them and let them know something. All right, that's something that's going down in Cincinnati. Two dope MCs here. Tell me about some dope MCs from where you are that need to get a little more exposure so I can check them out and we can spread them around. Give me a call at 812-430-4464. Shoot me a text or a call or find us on social media at Everybody's Hip Hop, or I'm at MCTill, MCTILL. All right, that does it for me today. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Cincinnati hip hop stuff. All right, peace, y'all. And remember, respect hip hop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.